This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is the morning run. I'm Shazana with Xiaoning and Philip. Let's get a quick update on how the bursa is looking like at 9:21 this morning.
Not going anywhere at the moment. It's up very marginally. It's up 0.17% to 1485 at this current moment.
Okay, and we've been asking you on our BFM Twitter account. We had a question for you regarding electric vehicles.
Yes, what would convince you to get an electric vehicle? The poll has now closed. Half of you said a cheaper price tag, followed by better charging infrastructure by a third of you. Yeah, I think we got a lot of comments also about it, especially on battery replacements, charging stations also playing a very big role.
I think the consensus was that pretty much all of these would be needed in order for them to choose electric vehicles. But as we spoke to Daniel Ives of Wedbush Securities earlier this morning, he believes that electric vehicles will take the world by storm over the next few years. He says 2022 is going to be the EV year. It's just part of that green tidal wave taking over the world.
There's an interesting comment, though. One of the tweets asked, where's the electric bus? And I think that's interesting, too, because if you really want, you know, you're talking about a greener world, then public transport should also be greener,
yep,
right?
Absolutely.
So where is that electric bus? Are we thinking about it?
I hope we are. Maybe we need a special advisor working on that. In any case, let's take a look at the automotive sector in Malaysia. It's a new year where we're coming to a new year and new car, as some may say. But is this really the case for 2022? How will the automotive sector in Malaysia do next year? Especially since in budget 2022, several incentives were announced for the automotive industry.
One of which is the extension of the current sales tax exemption for new vehicles to the end of June next year. Other goodies announced were related to electric vehicles, so the government plans to provide full exemption from import and excise duties as well as sales tax for EVs, and there was also road tax exemption up to 100% for EVs, in addition to individual income tax relief up to 2,500. So how will this actually help the auto industry that has been badly impacted by the pandemic and the various lockdowns?
For an outlook on the auto industry in Malaysia, we speak to Daniel Wong, analyst at Hong Leong Investment Bank. Daniel, good morning. Thanks for joining us. What are your expectations for TIV in 2022? Will the extension of the SST holiday until the end of June next year make a difference to sales?
Okay, our expectation on the TIV for 2022, we are looking at around 600,000 for the year itself. This compared to this year, we are looking at around 510,000 roughly. It's a growth of about 15%. So the SST exemptions holiday extended until 2022, for sure it will make a difference to the sales in terms of it will improve the sales volume for the next half a year, the first half of 2022. But after that, we do expect the industry to slow down again into the second half of the year. So we're looking at roughly about average 60 to 65,000 industry volume for the first half of the year for per month basis. If we look into the second half of the year, we're looking at roughly about 35,000 to 40,000 average for the per month basis for the second half of the year.
We keep hearing about supply chain disruptions and shortage of chips. Has this had any impact on the auto players in Malaysia?
In terms of supply chain disruption, shortages of chips, this is a more prominent in for this year, during 2021. So in coming into 2022, we do expect this supply chain disruption and shortage of chips to be more manageable compared to 2021 itself. So this is mainly due to these automotive players. For the past 1 year, they have been adjusting their production line and then they have been diversifying their supply chain as well. And they have been actively in check with their principals and the supplier chain. And then at the same time, they are managing their so-called their retailing demand. In a way, they are promoting those models or volumes that are less affected by the supply chain disruption. And then they also adjusted their product offerings in terms of lesser chips for certain aspects of the cars. So with this regards, we do expect 2022 to be a better year compared to 2021.
Now, Daniel, there were a lot of incentives extended in budget 2022 with regards to electric vehicles. But do you think these policy measures go far enough to encourage take-up?
Okay, whether it's enough to take up or not. So what we can judge on is based on the availability of the car, what is the affordability of the EV car in the market itself. We do know that a lot of OEMs, a lot of marquee, they are introducing EV models in 2022. We have, of course, the luxury car segment, BMW, Mercedes, Mini Cooper. And then at the same time, we are hearing Hyundai, Kia, Toyota bringing up their EV, new so-called introduce their EV models into Malaysia in 2022. But we do not expect the EV volume to be conclusive enough in a way we don't expect the car price, the EV cars to be attractive enough for the mass market. In the market, we're looking at, even after the EV discount, tax exemption, rebates, everything, we're looking around 140,000-150,000 at the least. So it's not really within the reach of the mass market.
All right, we have a little bit of time left. Daniel, what is your call on the auto sector and your top picks very quickly?
We have a neutral call on the sector itself. Mainly, although we do expect strong numbers in the first half of the year, but looking into the second half of the year, we do expect a weakening of the sales overall TIV. So our top pick for the sector, we are looking at groups, companies, automatically, they are more leveraged to the national brands because we believe in these national brands, they are more sustainable in terms of their sales volume. Major players that are leveraged to the national brands are DRBI Hicom and also MBM Resources.
Daniel, thanks very much for the chat this morning. That was Daniel Wong, analyst at Hong Leong Investment Bank, talking to us about the outlook for the auto sector in Malaysian equities.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.